Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. Every time we wait on God, we wait and we pray and we seek God, we're reading His Word, we're meditating on His Word, we're trying to hear from the Holy Spirit, we are strengthening ourselves in the Lord. Our inner man is strengthened. We are strengthened by His Spirit. So if we want to strengthen ourselves in the Lord, we are to strengthen our inner man, that inner person inside of us. We strengthen it. And one of the important ways to strengthen that inner man is to pray in tongues, pray in the Spirit. Paul is writing to the Corinthians. He says, when we pray in the Spirit, we are praying the mysteries of God. Our mind is unfruitful, but our spirit is united with God and our spirit is being fruitful. It's edified. So for example, praying in the Spirit for maybe about half an hour, we come out of the room, everything remains the same. But in our inner man, we've been strengthened, we've been edified. So we look at a challenge that may come up. Hey, I'm going to handle this. I'm going to find strength in the Lord. And God's Word strengthens us and builds us, which is the same root word to edify. When we're speaking in tongues, how our spirit is edified. God's Word also edifies us and strengthens us. God's Word is one of the most powerful tools that we can use to empower ourselves, to strengthen ourselves. Every time we read God's Word, we meditate on God's Word, it's God speaking to us. God can bring in His Word so powerfully. As the book of Hebrews says, His Word is alive, sharper than a double-edged sword, penetrating into us. So that's what God's Word can do.